Blog Talk Radio.
Revar Arestu. Create happy experiences like lighting candles along the journey of eternity so that you may bask in their collective glow when the darkness of discouragement threatens your well-being. Hello everyone, welcome to Belvaspital World Radio. I am Denise and I'm so excited and happy to have with us this week our beloved sister, Malou. Hello, Malou.
Hello, Denise.
It feels like such a long time since we've been together on the Belvaspital show. I've missed you, Malou.
Oh, thank you. I've missed you too. And I've missed doing this show with you.
I know.
The angel of this way. It's just, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really happy that we are back.
Me too. I am delighted and grateful to be having this opportunity and to spend this time with you and all our listeners. And I know since we've talked from our last show, which seems like forever ago, you've been really busy, Malou.
Yes. And I, yes.
Will you share with us the wonderful event that you were facilitating in Tuscany?
It was in Tuscany. We had this event, a retreat. Oops, I'm sorry, it's this little sound that goes off sometimes. In Tuscany in the middle of November. In beautiful Tuscany, Italy. It was just an amazing retreat. It really was. We were 30 people, I think, gathered from around the world. We had people from sort of all the continents, from Asia, from Europe, from Russia, Northern America, South America. It was just incredibly international is not the right word, but it was like we were gathered from all over the world, and this kind of global feeling, it just fit so well with the whole theme of the retreat and the place that we were at. Amina said that Tuscany is a place of very low magnetics, and we could actually feel that. It was the place was situated sort of in the mountains. We were going uphill for a long way anyway, and there's the view was just absolutely stunning, you know, with hills and how do you say these they were winding also. I meant the plant that produce grapes that you create.
The
vines and all. It was just really beautiful. And one of the students, she said, that the air was like champagne. And I said, yes, that's right. The air is like champagne. It was such a beautiful way of expressing it.
Oh.
So the whole setting was really fantastic. And the energy there, the atmosphere was just so, you know, supportive of what we were doing. And
yeah.
So it was loving, kind and atmosphere. And the place itself, the estate, was sort of a luxurious place, you know, with really, really nice facilities and nice rooms and things like that, and brilliant food, yes.
Oh, the food, I can imagine, must have been amazing.
We had 5-course dinners every night. And,
oh.
Yeah.
I wanted to be there, but I was there in, I was, you know, here, but holding the space.
Yeah. There with us in your heart.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. And I did see some of the pictures on Facebook and they it did look amazing. What I found interesting when we were talking before we came on the show, you had shared that about the ceremony for the planets.
Yes.
Descendants.
Yes.
And the Tuscany group and in your retreat, you did the ceremony at the beginning?
Yes, we did, because we started the retreat at the day out of time on November 13th. It was a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
That happened to be the day out of time, the last one of this year. And so Almin had planned the ceremony to take place on that day. So we did that at the end of the day. So we prepared in different ways, you know, with meditations and insights and things during that day.
Yeah.
And then we did the ceremony in the afternoon, and we're here, facilitated it and sort of set it up. And so we placed ourselves in a huge big circle, and we had some wheels and some things stacked in a certain order in the middle. And then we did the ceremony guided by Almin. And I mean, before it even started, I could see the angels coming in. And to be honest, I didn't know if angels were involved. I had no idea what the ceremony was about or what we were going to do.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying that because, as you know, it was just so powerful because I saw them before we even started. And I felt them very strongly.
Wow.
Yes. And so they gathered. First, they gathered around us. And then I saw them in the middle, sort of like creating, or maybe they were just, I don't know, but it was like a huge pillar of light in the middle. And this angelic sort of fragrance permeated the air. And I just immediately got this sort of, you know, when you space out a little bit?
Yes. Yeah.
Go into expansion, maybe that's a better word. When you go into expansion, that's how it felt. And I didn't even try, you know, it's just how it was. And so the whole, you know, before we even got started, people, I think, you know, the others could feel it too, because it was sort of very, I'm sorry, I don't know the word for it, but everybody was silent and sort of taking this seriously and getting ready and going into, you know, silence and connecting with our own hearts. And everybody was preparing and getting ready for this ceremony without, you know, we didn't have any instructions at first, and now we have to sit, and now, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It just happened simultaneously for all of us. It was really beautiful.
Wow.
And then when the ceremony itself, when it started, and Almin started to guide it, it was just, it was so powerful. It really was. It was one of the most powerful ceremonies I've ever participated in. That was that one.
As That's
when
amazing.
It comes to, yes. When it comes to the magnitude of it, I mean, we were bringing the whole planet, or attempting to, which we succeeded in, but bringing the whole planet into the second stage of resurrection. So I was, you know, very humble, to say the least. Oh, my goodness. No,
yeah.
This is what we do, you know. Woo! But the humility and the, but also the trust and the surrendering, mm-hmm. into what was going on and into, you know, to the guidance of Almin and to the infinite, sort of put us in the right position. And so when we did the ceremony, during the ceremony, it was just very powerful and very I can't find the words for it, tangible. The
yeah.
experience was very sort of physical for me.
Yeah.
It wasn't just a meditative, oh, this is nice, and, you know, I could feel it, I could sense it, my whole body, you know, I had goosebumps, and I could smell the angels, and the light looked different, and, you know, everything was very sort of physical. So it was really beautiful, it was amazing. And so we all waited, you know, so, oh, we hope we did it, you know, but, and then Almin got back to me and said, you did it very successfully, so.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Congratulations! Well, that's so amazing. And, you know, I was saying to you, I was trying to remember the experience I had when we did it, because we did the ceremony at the end of our retreat. You did it at the beginning on the day out of time, which was amazing. And actually, for that one, I actually had my lunch at it was around noon here, so I think it was around 5 or 6 in Tuscany in the evening. So I just set that intention of connecting, and as soon as I did that, like, of course I'm in my car, right, my sacred place at lunch, and I connected, like I went into an expansion and I connected with my heart through the high heart, and like the tears were just flowing down my face, just the feeling of it was incredibly powerful. And you know, I'm here feeling that, so I can only imagine being in the group how that must have felt. But for ours, we did it at the end, after all the rune initiations. We finished our class with that, and it was incredible. It was a smaller group than yours, but it was, you're right, and it was the first time of like hearing Almin's voice with the instructions, and I think the tears were just flowing for me.
Yeah.
I got, you know, just so emotional, but it was incredibly powerful. And you know, it's just, if it's a completely different feeling with the angel gods than the angels. I don't know. It just, for me, it feels so different.
Yeah, but for me too. Can you smell them also?
I don't, honestly, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't want to say no, I don't, or yes, I do. I think I have, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. But it's also an interdimensional thing, so, you know, it's sometimes it's just there, and
yeah.
You know, I don't know if you did smell it with your physical nose or you did not, you know,
But you know what I did experience afterwards, like when we had ended, Jan had gone around and given everyone a rose.
Beautiful.
Yeah, but Milu, after we'd done the ceremony, you know, and we're just listening to, we were listening to some elixirs, and I really connected with the rose, and I had it like just, you know, close to my face. I could feel its breath. The rose was breathing. I was like, you know, like it was, oh my God, this rose was totally alive and real, and its breath I could feel, like the side of my face, I could feel its breath.
Oh my goodness.
That was magic.
Amazing. That's incredible.
Yeah.
I
never had that experience before. Like, I've had an experience where, you know, I've totally connected with little stones in the river that were talking, and I was able to follow the conversation. I've had that experience. We can only say this on the Bhavas Vata show.
Yes.
But I actually, to physically feel the breath from the rose was like, it completely changed me. I could feel my whole DNA shift.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. That's incredible, because also, you know, when you said the DNA, you know, because the DNA resembles a rose.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
Yes. That's incredible.
Yeah. So I'm excited to see what we experience on this, you know, the New Year's Eve event with
the next phase. That's the final one, as I understand it. It's the third stage that we will lift the earth into, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, hopefully transcend to, you know, more graceful unfolding on our journey.
Yes, yes. Have you noticed any changes since, I mean, in your personal life or in your reality since this ceremony that you did the first one?
It's funny that you're asking me, because yes, I have, and in one way I feel like I'm in a different reality than most people, and I feel like I'm experiencing time, like I was saying to you earlier, you know, when I was looking back to October, to when we were doing the runes, it feels like, you know, October is only a few months ago, but it feels to me like it's hundreds of years ago, like it's so far gone that it's hard for me to even remember it. So I feel like there's something really happening with time. And, you know, the other morning before I was going into the office, I was in my car, and I felt like, oh my God, like everything is speeding up, and it's going so fast. And I'm looking up at the sky, and the clouds were like just whipping by, and oh my God, even the clouds are going too fast. Okay, you know, I need to slow things down. So, you know, I was doing some breaths just to, you know, go back into timelessness and just slow it, because it didn't feel good to me that everything was speeding up so rapidly, like it was almost getting out of control, I felt. And I'm like, okay, that's not my reality. My reality is, you know, I slow down time. I'm totally responsible for my environment, for my reality. And then I looked and was like, okay, the clouds were being normal again.
Oh, so you could see the physical result of it? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
And you know what? I feel the same with the time. It's just that it has sped up. It's you know, and I wonder, because I sort of feel that the time goes too fast, but at the same time, I also feel the timelessness. I also feel, you know, like there is no time. It's really weird. It's really weird. And you know, I can I can see that time flies really fast. You know, and the days pass really fast. But then at the same time, I do feel that I sort of have forever, but I also feel pressured for time at the same time. It's so strange. I have all these, you know, sensations at the same time. But you know what? My children, they have started to say that they feel that time moves a lot faster than it usually does. And they're not that old. So you can blame it on their age. You know, even, you know, Nicholas, he's 8 today, in fact.
Oh, happy birthday, Nicholas.
Thank you. And he's been telling me several times the last month or so, 2 months, that he feels that time is going too fast. Isn't that interesting?
That's
going too fast.
Wow. Yeah. That is interesting. Yeah, especially from a child's perspective. Yeah.
Exactly. Because it's not related to, you know, I'm looking forward to Christmas or my birthday, and time is, you know, it's too long, and, you know, it's the way he expressed it, and he did that several times. And Sarah, also my daughter, she's 15 and a half, and she talked about it too, that she doesn't understand where since she started school after the summer holidays, you know, where did that time go? She can't, you know, understand how several months has passed so fast. So there is something there.
Yeah. But I find just, you know, really focusing on being present in the moment slows it down. It does.
Yeah.
And it puts us into that place of timelessness. But it does seem to be a lot going on and a lot happening. And especially this time of year, right? It's busy. But it was funny because I picked, before we came on, I chose one of the runes. Well, I asked the angels to choose one of the runes. So I picked one from the Sacred Butterfly Library, the Field of Healing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the angel goddess Berespa. And it says, call to destiny. In every life, key moments present themselves like doorways. Sometimes great courage is required to step over the edge of a cliff. When destiny calls, follow it.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Okay, angels, this is very smart.
Yeah.
It's, you know.
Did you ask something in particular, or was it just a general?
I just asked. Well, would be good to share with our listeners the show today.
Yes.
So.
Because also for many people, this time of year is a time of making a status, you know, or evaluation of the past year, and maybe they create a sort of a plan or a vision board or whatever for the coming year.
Go ahead. It's funny that you're saying that, Malou, because I've been, you know, just different in awareness this week particularly. I've had in my environment about this sense of failure, where, you know, people who have done remarkable things in the last year, as you say, looking back over the last year and what they've done and what they've accomplished with great courage and, you know, stepping off the cliff. But, you know, in one hand, in doing that, it may not have the end result being what they expected it to be. It's something else. But really, you know, really it shouldn't be considered a failure, because, you know, in one way, what they've accomplished in having the courage to take the steps to, you know, to put themselves out there and be amazing, and, you know, help shine their light and do all that. So I've been really looking at that, like, the, you know, what do I need to shift in my perspective to not have that sense of failing somehow.
Yes. I definitely relate to that, because I've had some challenges this year. We've been talking about that before, and it's easy to fall into that sort of trap. That, oh, I didn't, you know, I must have missed something, or, you know, that I was somehow failing in something since I had these challenges and since I didn't accomplish what I, you know, wanted. And all these things. It's very easy to, you know, look down at yourself that way.
Yeah.
And it's so important not to, as you say, it's so important not to, because with our work that we do within ourselves, we accomplish so much, and we accomplish so much that we do not see in the physical world.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we have no idea who.
We have no idea what happens in the unseen worlds and in the soul realms. We have no idea.
No.
And so I think it's so important to trust that if we do our best and if we live our highest truth every day, and try to gain the insights as we go along. I mean, we do tremendous work, even though we can't see the physical results and getting a new job or a big pay raise or a new house or whatever. You know, So.
And I was also getting to just fully surrender.
Yes.
Surrender and trust. Life is good. You know, we are surrounded by, you know, benevolence, and we walk with the infinite in full surrender. So,
yes,
you know, yes. How can we fail? You know,
we can't. There is no failure. Just learning experiences, I suppose.
So may we have the courage to you know, move forward and to live passionately our highest truth. It's so good chatting with you again, Malou. I really enjoy it.
I do too. I wish we had more time, but we don't. This time it's only half an hour show we do.
Yes.
So,
but, you know, we're giving a voice to the angels, and we're half an hour is better than no hour.
Oh, definitely.
Yes. So.
And this is the magical time of a year, you know, of the year, and so I think it's really a wonderful time to start the show again. You know, this time of year, where the energies are so supportive of the angels and of, you know, the magical perspective and the magical life.
Yes.
And then with the New Year's ceremony coming up. Yeah.
Yes, I am looking so much forward to that. Yes, and we'll chat about that too, probably after the event, and share our experiences. We do welcome your comments. If anyone would like to email, it's pretty simple, belvaspitalworldradio@gmail.com, and you can just drop us an email, and we'd love to hear from you. We are at the end of our show for this week, so we offer love, praise, gratitude, and trust. Until next time. Thanks, Malou.
Thank you, Denise.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.